The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the November 2023 issue of Scout Life. We're going to begin on page 22, continuing the article, Things You Can Do in Scouts. This time, fishing. For as long as there have been fish in the water and people on land, people have been trying to catch fish and eat those fish. In that time, those people have learned just about everything that can go wrong while fishing. Be prepared with some rules of safe fishing. Some ideas for your next merit badge adventure. Number one, always tell someone where you're going and when you expect to return. If fishing is in a remote area, leave a trip plan. Number two, when wading, start in shallow water before carefully venturing out. Always be aware of current and depth. Number three, when fishing from a boat, keep a boat repair kit handy. Learn the boating laws of your state and check the weather often. Number four, when fishing from a canoe, consider having the stern paddler keep the craft under control while the bow angler casts. You can make an anchor out of a mesh bag filled with rocks. Number five, be a strong swimmer and always wear a life jacket. Fly fishing. Fly casting is a skill that depends on proper technique and timing, not strength. Number one, place your thumb on top of the cork grip and strip out 20 to 30 feet of line. Number two, hold the rod in a waist-high position parallel to the ground at about 9 o'clock on an imaginary clock. Number three, lift the rod crisply through 12 o'clock to the 1 o'clock position. Number four, wait until the line straightens out behind you, and then move the rod crisply toward to about 10:30. Then let it drift down to 9 o'clock. The line will come forward in a loop that unrolls until it is fully straight in front of you. Fish and wildlife management. When you venture into the wild, a few key strategies will increase chances of spotting wildlife. Number one, blend in. Find a comfortable spot and sit still. Be patient, as some animals might lose their fear of you. You can also build a blind and come back and hide in a couple of days when the animals have become used to it. Number two, go out at night. With a trusted adult, shine a flashlight on the trail ahead of you, into treetops and thick brush. As soon as you hear any sounds, focus your light in that direction. And number three, hit the water. Look for tracks along a stream or lake. At night, go out in a boat and anchor offshore near where you saw the tracks. Sit still, and at the slightest sound, aim your light toward it. For more information about fly fishing, fish and wildlife, please go to goscoutlife.org/merit badge. Now, how about a few comics? Wolfgang, Words to Live By. Scouts, with the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, let's take a moment to be grateful for all we have. And you also want to be generous with what you have. And let's not forget to be helpful. But you don't want to be hungry. Or delicious. The Bear Bunch. I love pumpkin. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin muffins. Poof! Oh no! Too much pumpkin! It was just a bad dream. Now I am hungry. I wonder if we have pumpkin pie. We'll be loyal scouts. So we have all the gang at the table, and they're making little things. It's going to be fun building this birdhouse. Winter is coming, so shelters are a good project right now for the birds. Who? I said for the birds. But these are actually owl boxes just for the owls. See? Who? Owls. Spotted owls. Barn owls. Any owls, really? Okay? Who? Owls. Horned owls. Screech owls. I don't know them personally, just owls. Who? Why do you keep asking me that? That's what we do. And we have a bunch of owls behind them. That reminds me, I've got owl gebra homework to do. Good one. Arrowheads. Jaden, no, they're all here in the dark. Jaden, do you know the arrow of a light award is rising sun? You don't say. It's true. I think it's because we scouts should be a light to others. That's what I want to be for you, pal. Thanks. Now they're in the tent. But that doesn't make up for forgetting the flashlight. Oh, boy. Sorry. More comics. How about with Dink, Duff, and Desi? So we have the three of him on the first picture. Hey, Dink and Desi, want to see my new pet? It's very obedient. Duff, that's a rock. Wait a minute, just watch. Sit. Stay. Speak. Happy Thanksgiving. Obedient. Scouts follow the rules of their family, school, and troop, and obey the laws of their community and country. Pee-wee Harris looks at outdoor ethics. Hey, Westy, I thought Pee-wee was coming. He is, and he's right behind you. Hello, fellow hikers. Make way for Pee-wee's Leave No Trace Mobile. So here's Pee-wee with all of these gadgets on this mobile device. PW's LMTM. Check out these cool features. Automatic sunscreen, spring-loaded body support, trash-picking pinchers, water and snack caddy, shock-absorbing rubber-tipped trail-friendly wheels. Wow, impressive. Not sure if all that cool tech is needed where we're going, especially the sunscreen. See ya on the inside. Tight squeeze cave. Heading into a cave. No need for sunscreen. Sorry, Pee-wee. The Wacky Adventures of Scout Life. All you needed to do is take all the letters from me and put them on this stack. Put the rest of them over here. If you need anything, just yell, okay? No problem. Thank goodness Lance is helping sort mail for me. Now I can get... Are you all right? What's going on? Nothing. I was just practicing. Keep working. Keep trying. Scouts in action. Page 36. Rick Myers, 14, was swimming with friends in a pond in Valley Head, Alabama, when a boy used a rope to swing into the water. After splashing down, the boy didn't come back up. Rick went to the spot where the boy had gone under, reached down and pulled him to the surface. The boy, a poor swimmer, began to panic. He climbed on top of Ricky and pushed him under the water. When other kids tried to help, the boy pushed them under too. Ricky surfaced and quickly realized no one else knew what to do. Using a commanding voice, Ricky told the boy to relax and trust him. The boy calmed, allowing Ricky to safely approach him. Ricky told the boy to shore. Everyone helped him get out of the water safely. No one was hurt during the incident. Eagle Scout Richard Allen Myers III, a member of Troop 4184, chartered to Rainesville Lions Club in Rainesville, Alabama, received a heroism award for his actions. More scouts in action. He saved his friends after a cave-in. Trent Royer, 14, was playing with friends on the shores of the Lampasas River in Kemper, Texas, when a section of the riverbank collapsed, trapping two of the boys under rocks in heavy sand. "Trent, help!" One of the boys was covered from his chest down. The other was completely buried. Trent and his friends began to dig them out. As Trent talked to the victims to keep them calm, one of the friends used his cell phone to call for help. Emergency responders and the boys' parents soon arrived. Trent borrowed a kayak from a nearby homeowner to help move one of the injured boys across the river and transfer medical equipment to the other boy. The boys suffered from hypothermia, broken bones, and other internal injuries. Tenderfoot Scout Trent Royer, a member of Troop 200, chartered to First United Methodist Church in Lampasas, Texas, received a heroism award for his actions. More true stories of scouts in action. He saved another student from choking. Tryphon Walser, 14, was in class at school when a student began choking after accidentally swallowing the cap from his water bottle. The boy was unable to respond when the teacher asked if he was okay. No one in the class knew what to do except for Tryphon, who performed abdominal thrust on the choking boy. The boy coughed up the bottle cap and began to breathe normally again. He was not injured as a result of the incident. First Class Scout Tryphon Walser, a member of Troop 928, chartered to Grapevine Friends of Scouting in South Lake, Texas, received a Medal of Merit for his act. Good job, Tryphon. Hot Wheels Unleashed, Turbocharged. The vehicles in Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, Turbocharged, aren't your grandparents' Hot Wheels. Instead of a gravity-powered die-cast toy rolling down a wobbly orange track, these engine rocket-powered cars, motorcycles, and off-roaders drift around curves and jump each other. With over 130 vehicles and customizable tracks in five different settings, Unleashed 2 offers tons of possibilities. Stretch out. Fitness first. Dynamic stretching targets. Lesser used muscles in areas of the body. Here are some examples. Straight leg kick. Keeping your back straight, walk forward while kicking your leg straight up as high as possible while still maintaining control. Reach towards your toes with your opposite hand extended. Try not to bend at the waist. Repeat with your opposite arm and leg. Do 5 to 10 reps. Back pedal. With your weight on the balls of your feet, jog backward about 50 feet with extended strides. Keep your shoulders square and pump your arms as you go. Carioca. Bend your knees and hips slightly. With your weight on the balls of your feet, twist your hips and cross one foot in front of the other. Then cross your back leg through so it's level with the front leg. Repeat with your opposite leg. Do 5 to 10 reps. Religious emblems. Eastern Orthodox Church. The award for Eastern Orthodox Scouts give youth the chance to work closely with their spiritual father to earn their award. The unique bond formed at this age is a stepping stone for the rest of their spiritual life. The St. George Award is for Cub Scouts in 1st through 3rd grades. The Scout must be a communicant member of an Orthodox Church, recognized by the Assembly of Canonical Orthodox Bishops of the United States of America. The Chai Ro Award is for Weblos in fourth and fifth grades. The scout must attend church, school, or another formal religious instruction program. The Alpha Omega Award is for Scouts BSA members and ventures in 6th through 12th grades. The Scout must be a communicant member of an Orthodox Christian church recognized by ACOB. For more information, contact your local council or visit go.scoutlife.org/religious awards. Two-a-day giveaway. Change your life. How do you clean a dirty pocket knife? Find out. Plus, get tips for sharpening knives and using them safely at go.scoutlife.org/knives. Turkey time. Gobble up all the Thanksgiving jokes, recipes, and trivia you'll need at go.scoutlife.org/turkey day. The turkey to one turkey to the other. Know what I'm thankful for? Vegetarians. Captions that made us. Shh. I'm working on my Scoutmaster napping merit badge. Submitted by Troop 2018. It's my catmouflage. That's from Dennis S. Go ask your SPL. From Bobby R. Well, now I'm a grumpy cat. Meee, not you. Why doesn't the bugler have a snooze button? That's from Raven Puff, 1022. It's always perfect night for camping. Biker. My turn for cooking breakfast? Really? Mad Scout. Who needs a litter box when I've got this sleeping bag? Empty camera. Fluffy woke up early and is excited to begin the bird study merit badge. Anonymous. Does this camp out include meowton climbing? From Scooby-Doo. Write your caption at go.scoutlive.org/funny-captions. How about some thinking grin? Benton, did you hear about the new squirrel diet? Michael, no. What's that? Benton, it's just nuts. That's from Benton R. in Rockwell, Texas. Mariano, what sound does a dizzy turkey make? Janine, I'm not sure. Mariano, wobble, wobble. That's from Mariano. A. from Lincoln, Nebraska. Lewis, how did the bee get out of the timeout? Ethan, how? Lewis, he was on his best behavior. That's from Lewis A. in Levittown, New York. A puny book, the national anthem by Jose Canu C. That's from Marcus H. in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Gabe, what do you call a cow on an elevator? Ramsey, I'm not sure. Gabe, raising the stakes. That's from Gabe and in Cameron, North Carolina. Lillian, why is the cheetah so bad at hide and seek? Joe, why? Lillian, because it's always spotted. That's from Lillian R. in Pleasant Gap, Pennsylvania. Ben, why did the turkey cross the road twice? Dawn, I don't know. Ben, to prove it's not a chicken. That's from Ben H. in Clifton Park, New York. Jack, what do you call an Eagle Scout off to military boot camp? Jared, what? A bald eagle. That's from Jack I. in Redmond, Washington. Tom Swifty, the knife needs sharpening, Tom said dully. That's from Luke S. in Bristol, Tennessee. Matthew, What do you say to make a lumberjack hurry up? Jose, I'm stumped. Matthew, chop, chop. That's from Matthew E. in Aromas, California. Justin, what fruit do twins love? Hopper, I'm stumped. Justin, pears. That's from Justin G. in Merritt Island, Florida. A beer. Which is faster, heat or cold? Amy, I don't know. A beer. Heat. You can catch a cold. That's from A Beer M. in Cupertino, California. There's two pumpkins sitting here. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. Good luck with that. Eli, what kind of an instrument does a pickle play? Alex, what? Eli, a piccolo. That's from Elijah W. in Pulaski, New York. Miracle, why are plants afraid of math? Melody, I'm not sure. Miracle, because plants don't like square roots. That's from Miracle A. in Kingsworth, United Kingdom. Ethan, I have a bed, but I don't sleep. I have a bank, but no money. I have a mouth, but can't talk. What am I? Alice, no idea. Ethan, a river. That's from Ethan M. in North Potomac, Maryland. Scouting around. Be a good sport. Whether you're on the baseball diamond, tennis court, or at a checkerboard, you should show good sportsmanship. But what does that look like? Have you ever seen an athlete yell at the referees or their coaches? Do they fight with opponents? Do they talk down to their teammates? Do they give up when they're losing? If they do any of these things, they aren't being good sports. Sportsmanship means playing by the rules and with proper techniques and strategy. That means no cheating or dirty plays. Treat your teammates, coaches, opponents, and officials with respect. It can be hard, especially in the middle of a competitive moment or if a call doesn't go your way. A good way to remind yourself is with the Scout Oath and Scout Law. Do your best to be kind, cheerful, and obedient. Sportsmanship also applies before and after a contest. Support your teammates during practice, and don't look down on your opponent ahead of a match. Whether you win or lose, shake their hand and say, good game. Field book facts for next time. Not every outing goes according to plan. Some problems happen that are out of your control, like the weather. But in many cases, your decisions impact an outing's outcome. It's important to be prepared, and you can start doing that right after an event, or if you're on a long trek, after every day. Recapping and evaluating everything that happened and how everyone felt about it can help you adjust for the future. Maybe everyone loved fishing and wants to do it again. Great. Make a note of that for the future outings. Or maybe most people don't like a new recipe you cooked. Well, kudos for trying something new. But perhaps it shouldn't be on the next menu. Focus on both triumphant and troublesome parts of the outing when sharing your feedback. One way to do this is to reflect on your roses, buds, and thorns. Rose, a highlight, success of something positive. Bud, a new idea that might have potential in the future. Thorn, a challenge or something to keep in mind for next time. Share your experiences to help future outings turn out even better. Scouts sleep under the space shuttle. From 1985 to 2011, the space shuttle Atlantis launched into space 33 times, taking more than 200 astronauts into orbit during those years. Atlantis was one of five orbiters flown during NASA's shuttle program. On its missions, it delivered parts and supplies to the International Space Station and deployed a gamma-ray observatory. Today, the retired spacecraft is on display inside the Kennedy Space Center near Orlando, Florida. You can go to the visitor complex to see the 122-foot-long shuttle propped up in an exhibit with its robotic arm extended from its payload bay doors. Or you can sign up to sleep under it, like PAC 109 Troop 7 and Troop 109 of Rock Hill, South Carolina did last April. Live by the code. In March 1954, issue of Boy's Life, what this magazine used to be named, the BSA introduced the Outdoor Code. Ever since, scouts have been reciting the pledge to be good stewards of the outdoors. The code reads, "As an American, I will do my best to be clean in my outdoor manners, be careful with fire, be considerate in the outdoors, be conservative-minded." You can earn the Conservation Good Turn Award as well as other environmental honors like the World Conservation Award and Distinguished Conservation Service Award. See online versions of Scouts of BSA programs features for troops and crews at go.scoutlife.org/program features. We're going to conclude with more thinking. Grin. James, what do you call a greedy pig? Roger, what? James, a hog. That's from James H. in Buffalo, New York. Josh, what did the lettuce say to the celery? Gina, tell me. Josh, quit stalking me. That's from Josh A. in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Brandon, why was the candle trimming shop closed Monday through Friday? Sammy, I'm not sure. Brandon, because the staff only works on weekends. That's from Brandon G. in Bremerton, Washington. Jessica, what do you get when two giraffes collide? James, what? Jessica, a giraffic jam. That's from Jessica J. in Chanasson, Minnesota. Gene Gibb, why don't bears wear hiking boots? Tom, I don't know. Gene Gibb, because they prefer to go barefoot. And Leaf, knock, knock. Perrin, who's there? Leaf, repeat. Perrin, repeat who? Leaf, who? 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 That's from Leaf S. in Jasper, Indiana. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreading.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-8132. That number again is 919-832. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.